What is up, guys? RNW here.
I am R.
And I am W. And today we are reviewing the top 10 weirdest
as seen on TV products.
And today, Riley, can you guess what today is?
What is today?
Today is the day where we have a special guest star. Can I get a drum roll, please? And we have Melania here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So can we just get a little background on why we have chosen Melania, of all people, to be on the podcast?
Well,
I put up with you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to make a great guest star.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not definitely not because we walk up to her in the hallways and we're like, just start laughing hysterically and mumbling words back and forth.
Yep.
And,
you know.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm scared for my life.
You should be. So today, Okay. So today we will be reviewing our topic and Melania will be commenting on what she thinks about them.
Yep. So like basically we'll give our number, whatever, like both of ours. And then she'll basically have to say like which one she liked more.
Yes, she will.
And just her opinions.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Wow.
So do we want to start?
No, I think we should wait another 30 minutes. Yeah, let's go ahead and start.
Give it a second.
Yeah. So we will start off with Riley's number 10.
All right. My number 10 is going to be, have you ever like struggled to cut your butter?
By the way, we are also acting like we are advertising these products.
Yes. So everyone at home, have you ever struggled to cut
Yes, I have, Riley. Can you please tell me more about this amazing product?
Well, what I have for you today is the Butter Express. And what it is you take a stick of butter.
Is it like the Polar Express?
Yes, it's a train. No. So no. You put
it's going to be a long one.
Yeah, I can tell.
Basically, you put it in this container, and whenever you press the button, it's almost like a stapler, and it disperses just
big
one
vocabulary.
Slice. Just one.
One slice of butter. That's not enough.
Just like for that one pancake.
Well, then you just click it again. You know, it's like a stapler for your butter, and it's totally useful, and it's probably not super difficult to clean.
But all right. Like, butter, it's like, it's gonna get all over it and you're gonna have to wash it off.
No one needs to know. I'm advertising my product here.
Melania, your opinion?
I don't know. I just use a butter knife. It's kind of unnecessary.
The other day we were having chicken at my house and my little brother, he goes in the cabinet and he grabs a butter knife, okay? Uh-huh. And he's trying to cut chicken. So he's like, I'm like, dude, if you're gonna cut chicken, you gotta get a sharper knife. And he's like, this is so sharp. I'm gonna cut myself like anything sharper than this.
Oh, wow. Word for word, that's what your brother said.
And that's what he sounds like too.
That's what my little brother sounds like, yes. Yeah, but maybe we should get the Butter Express for his chicken.
Would that work? I kinda wanna try it now.
That'd be epic. Oh,
okay.
Alright, my number 10.
Your number 10.
Just a little warning. Mine doesn't seem to get particularly weird, I should say, until like the top 8, 7.
Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I chose my number 10 and 9 because of the way I could advertise it. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Have you ever been in the park?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Have you ever been in the park and said, I need a travel pillow at my neck now because I am a giraffe, so I need that. And I've been sitting at the park with my neck pillow. I'm like, man, I look so weird with this neck pillow on sitting on the bench. You know what? I don't want to see all these people. So my hoodie is attached to my travel pillow and I pull the hoodie over my eyes. This is, ladies and gentlemen, the hood and a travel pillow.
Wow.
For all those times you want to avoid awkward staring.
Amazing. Everyone who's afraid of people would love that. Yeah.
Can we get it for like our entire grade then?
Oh, I would love that. I actually thought of getting one. Cause
really, you saw one?
I've never seen one.
Yeah, I've seen one.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. That's cool.
Or something.
That's just with your mom. Hey, yeah. Hey, Melania, do you want this travel pillow? It's got a hood on it, so you don't have to talk to people.
I kind of want it now. Not gonna lie.
You should get it. Please get it.
Yes, that'd
I'll
be
pull
epic.
Up to school with it. Show you guys.
Yes.
Just in the middle of social studies. I'm gonna dip y'all. I'm just gonna, you know.
Take a nap.
Y'all, can someone airdrop me the notes? Thanks. My accents are on point today.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Oh, do you want to give your opinion?
Oh, yes, your opinion.
I thought I gave mine. I thought I saw
Oh, yes.
It,
like,
yeah, yes. I mean, yeah.
I don't think we have to, like, ask her. She'll just kind of present it
as it goes. Yes. Okay.
Riley's number nine.
My number nine is...
Your number nine.
Okay. Basically, everyone who just... You...
What?
Everyone who just, yeah. You know, bro?
If you're losing hair on your head,
you know, my dad.
My dad's already bald. It won't help.
You know, all these people that just feel like they don't have enough hair on their head. This is for you. Forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, but it is the capillus, and I like capillus better.
Do you like use that for math or something?
It's a hat with lights in on the inside of it, like LED lights.
It lights up. Oh my god! I want it
on the inside, and it says that these lights promote hair growth somehow, magically.
Wow. That's amazing.
For $2,000.
What?
I don't.
This better be some sort of miracle magic Flowbee type something. Because
like, I don't know who'd buy that, but.
I would. The first buyer on site.
Can I get that on eBay? Like,
I already have enough hair. I still want it.
Be epic. All right. My number nine.
Your number nine.
My number nine.
Wow.
We go back and forth like this for like 20 minutes, just going, number nine.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
the whole podcast.
Yep.
All right. My number nine. Have you ever been alone at home and said, man, why is nothing bugging me right now? There is no noise whatsoever in this house. I want to be annoyed. Well, I've got the perfect product for you. This one is called the Perfect Polly. Polly is always there for you, always annoying you. He's always by your side, chirping to be annoying. That's literally what it says in the box. I'm Polly. I'm annoying. Love me.
Wow.
So, Polly is what, like a mechanical bird?
Yes, Polly is this mechanical feather mate. Yes, he is
a feather mate. Emphasis on that. Wow. I can still hear you. She's not okay.
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
It's the sweet one.
Don't. No, not again.
No, not again. But, yeah, Polly is my man, you know? He's always in the background, like a little sibling asking for homework answers.
Have you? I don't know if you've seen the, I've actually seen the commercial for this. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like the whole family looks so, like, they're treating it like a real animal.
And they're like, we feed Polly every day, every second of every hour.
Oh my god.
Polly is one of us now.
It's a family member.
Can you imagine just, like, dumping birds?
I can imagine, like, Polly watching the dog. He's like... Don't do anything you're not supposed to.
It has a human voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It speaks 32 different languages in animal.
Oh wow.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay.
I have a bird, so that's already enough.
Oh, is it like Polly?
I don't want to know.
Polly, my main man.
I don't think I want to lay eyes on Polly.
Polyester, Polly, my main man.
Wow.
All right. Riley, you're number eight.
My number eight.
Your number eight.
I don't know. I don't know why. Anyway, I don't know why I want this, but I'm going to have to advertise it. So here we go.
Of course.
Do you guys love pickles?
No. Yeah. My cousin drinks pickle juice. I can't. No. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's gross. But I'm talking about the actual pickle itself. Some of the actual pickle itself. Have you ever wanted one?
Cucumber.
No. Every time I look at a pickle.
Okay. Well, everyone at home. Everyone at home. You know what I mean? These two people just. I don't know what's gotten into their
heads. If you like pickles, you're considered old.
Oh, well, Wesley's right.
Wow. Okay. Well, for everyone who, according to Wesley's definition, is old and likes pickles, I guess that means that I am old.
Please do not take anything I say seriously. Thank you.
It's a little advisory. have you ever wanted one that yodels?
Oh my God, yes!
I am talking the yodeling pickle. It is a plastic pickle, and you press a button, and there is a speaker in it, and it yodels.
Yole, 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 yole.
I want that now.
Yes.
You need to get it. Could you imagine walking into your room and then all of a sudden you hear something coming from your bed and it's like,
yole, yole, yole. It like greets you.
It's like sensor activated. Every time someone walks by it just goes.
Yole, yole, yole.
I would immediately run away out of fear.
Just, all right, guys, we're moving away. The yodeling pickle came again.
It'll become like the next popular Halloween thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. That'd be amazing.
It's in every pickle. Family household.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
My number 8.
Your number? I got confused for a second. Gotta, like, 7 or 8. Okay, your number 8.
So, my number 8. Have you ever been eating lunch and looked over at the person next to you? And they're eating Cheetos.
Yeah.
And you look at their hands and you're like, bleh. You're like, no, why? Disgusting. You're like, why would you put me through this pain of watching you lick your fingers every single day?
And then they lick
your
fingers.
Well, I've got the product for you, my friends.
And then they shake
this
your hands.
This is the finger covers for cheesy food. They go on your fingers. That way, you don't get cheese all over your fingers.
Like a
brilliant.
Glove.
I can name like 30 people who need this item right now.
Am I one of them?
Possibly. But...
wow.
No, you've always got like a really healthy lunch, like the barbecue chips.
The barbecue chips. Though honestly, barbecue chips, they kind of get on your fingers too. You may need them.
I have a napkin on hand.
To all of my siblings, I'm getting you this. You will wear them, and I will watch you wear them, and I will sing hallelujah.
You could just use, like, a fork or a spoon.
To eat Cheetos?
I saw someone on a YouTube video. They were eating their Cheetos with chopsticks, and honestly, it's kind of smart.
Could you imagine going to lunch and watching, like, some fancy kid, like, pull out a fork with their Cheetos and just be like,
is that a problem?
All right, I like this one, and I want you with my fork because I'm so fancy, and I'm gonna just.
No. Oh, I don't like that noise.
Don't. It's gonna be Wesley ASMR.
Yes.
I like how she has to hold it a good 2 feet away from her.
Yeah, she's holding the microphone as far away from her as possible. That's at least like...
And I've got like a 3-foot arm span as well.
I'm not sure about 3 foot.
I mean, I don't... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
No, my arm's not even that long.
Okay. Riley, you're number 7.
My number 7.
Yes, you're number 7.
You know that one person in your family that's always snoring at night?
My little sister snores, my older brother snores, my mom snores, my dad snores. I don't snore, but I have major sinus problems, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
And my little brother sleeps on the floor. Sometimes.
Sleeps on the floor?
Is there a reason? Is he okay?
He gets out of his bed at night and he just goes and sleeps on the floor.
That's interesting.
Have you ever stepped on him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he continued to sleep. He sleeps like a rock. Like, you could literally, like...
A straight boulder.
Yeah, straight boulder on top of him. And he would just, like, be like, yo, no, I'm not getting up.
He won't even know.
We've been on car trips under a boulder.
We've been in car trips before, and he's been asleep. And we had to literally, like, shake him awake to wake him up.
Oh, no.
That's impressive.
Like... Ice cubes down his shirt didn't work.
One time I know I hadn't slept for like 24 hours because we're traveling to London, And then I fell asleep.
With your lion bar.
With no. My lion bar.
The lion bar.
The lion bar.
What is this, Aussie?
And basically, our room wasn't ready yet, so we were just waiting in the lobby of the hotel. And I fell asleep, and it took my mom probably a solid thing about just like, I know this stuff smells like a small amount of time, but 2 minutes of nonstop shaking me to get me awake.
Okay, wow,
you were out.
I was.
I can't do that because one time we were on vacation in Colorado, and I started drawing mustaches on my siblings when they were asleep, and they wanted revenge. So I had to literally sleep with like one eye open. Like at one point, I felt like a Sharpie or like a marker on my hand, and then I woke up and I like grabbed them. And it was my older brother, and I was like, "Thou shalt not draw Sharpie on me."
Well. I never even said what the product
I know.
It's yeah. Like longest ad ever. Anti-snore chin strap.
A chin strap.
I've seen a commercial for that.
It's so, like, how are you supposed to sleep without being able to open your mouth?
It's like, thou shalt not breathe.
Yeah, like, unless if you can, like, breathe through your nose. And, like, during the winter, that's not happening. Then.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Then, I don't know how that's going to work.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. I mean, can't be that dangerous,
is it number
right?
Six or number seven?
Your number seven.
Oh no.
This is my number seven. Oh wow. This one's kind of odd. But have you ever been in your house and said, I want a candle? But not just any candle. You know, I just love the new smell of the MacBook Air from Apple.
That's a smell.
Introducing the Mac-inspired candle.
The wow. Metal and the plastic and the technical bit.
Oh, the technical
bit. My
bits.
Favorite smell, burning computer.
It does sound like it's burning whenever like it's on. Like it really does smell like
it's an air conditioner.
That's yeah, awesome. So you can put it in your car.
Could you imagine going to the store and saying, hey, mom, is it okay if I go to the store to buy my Mac-inspired candle?
Your mom has to, like, drag you away.
Your mom would be like, what, is that mac and cheese? No, of course not. Like, no, it's not mac and cheese. It's,
you know,
a MacBook Air.
The Apple Macintosh Air.
Melania's like, that's too fancy. That's, like,
a bit far.
It's like, what, you trying to get an A in English now, or?
Oh my goodness. Okay. My number six. Oh, are we waiting?
Oh, please. So loud. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the one, the only Ask Gary segment.
That was beautiful music.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was in the middle.
Oh, yeah. No, it just shows up randomly. So, like, I was about to do my number six, but then whenever the music comes on, I gotta stop.
It just interrupts you. Yeah. Mid-sentence.
All right, folks, we had a plethora of Gary questions this
week. Thank you.
But I'm so sorry to say that we had to throw some of them out because they were not properly done.
Yes, I know. Like, just follow the directions on the front of the box.
And we aren't
really that hard.
We really aren't picky about it. We're like, oh, you have your name. You didn't even have to agree on it or whatever. But as long as you just have your name and not just some sort of question like, am I cool?
And like,
we don't know who's asking.
And like a good question, nothing that the teacher wouldn't approve of.
Yes.
Then you should get your questions answered.
Yes.
No.
All right. And okay. We are going to allow Melania to take the very first one from someone.
I am very honor. Eager yes. so to hear much. This, okay, to hear so Gary's answer.
This is by Cadence. I'm not going to say her last name. Eighth grade. Did Dream cheat in his manhunts? I say possibly.
I mean, if you saw the last one, the scaffolding seemed a little bit sketchy.
Okay, let's not get into that too much, but let's just let Gary decide, you know. It's kind of Gary's whole segment here, guys.
Our savior, Gary.
Yes.
Gary.
Gary is a religion now. Okay, and we are shaking Gary up. He's like doing like a boogie or something. He's like doing a disco.
Definitely floating.
Yes. Most likely.
Dream has been exposed.
I'm contacting him right now.
Yep.
All right. Riley, would you like to take the next one?
Okay. This one is from Sheridan of the 7th grade. Does Gary like Christmas?
Ooh, that's a good question, Gary. Do you like Christmas?
Oh, wow, that's a nice
get
color.
That sound effect. That actually sounds really nice.
It sounds nice to you? Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Gary says, better not tell you now.
Oh, so it will remain a mystery till now. So if anyone else wants to ask that question, maybe Gary will verify in our next podcast.
Maybe, because he's using his right to remain silent. So you can't like be like guilty, non-guilty, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the question I have in front of me is from JP of the 8th grade. Does Gary think big red trucks cool? Does Gary think that big red trucks are cool?
Very okay. Sure.
Oh.
And Gary's response is, he said ask again later, so we'll ask again now.
Okay.
Because we don't accept that answer here, Gary.
Oh, okay. We already did it for the last one.
Yes. Gary, straighten up, man.
Just bam.
You may rely on it. So Gary is a huge fan of big red trucks.
It's been confirmed.
Wow.
Yes. Riley, I see you have one more.
I do. Okay. This one is by Gunner of the 7th grade.
Gunner of the 7th grade.
Mm.
Is Gary smart?
Oh, Gary. Will he be honest or will he lie?
Oh,
Gary never lies. Gary's always right.
No, Gary is always right 100% of the time, even with his unpopular Reese's opinion. But, you know, we're just going to let that one slide.
I like Reese's. Which one?
Yes!
I
like? No,
Reese's are disgusting.
No, Reese's are incredible. Anyway.
Don't count on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
End of our time.
I think that's just because Gary doesn't have hands, so he can't like solve math problems. You know, we'll
yeah,
vouch for Gary.
Gary has never been able to test his academic
all right.
abilities.
No, I think Gary can
and
do it.
And because Melania is the special guest star, do you have a question for Gary?
I don't know. Do y'all have one?
I mean, I've asked
no, it's,
Gary.
It's your time to shine.
I don't know.
On the spot, bro.
I have one. Will I live past the age of 20? Is that allowed?
That is,
I hope so.
That is,
I think it's okay because
that is interesting.
It's now or never.
You may rely on it.
Okay.
Yay!
I'm taking that as a yes.
Good.
So, is that a yes? He said you may rely on it.
I
but
don't
not
know.
But not all the way, you know?
Okay.
I'm kidding. That means you're gonna
you're good.
Gonna live
okay. According to Gary. But yeah.
Gary's
you're gonna be good.
Oh, I'll pick that up later.
It's
okay, so we were at number 6, correct?
Yes.
Oh, should we
six?
Should we end the Gary segment properly?
Yeah, let's do it.
We should end this properly.
Oh no. So loud.
And
it's
folks,
echo.
And folks, we are now exiting the Gary segment.
I'm sorry, that got me so emotional.
I know, right?
Oh man,
I've been brought to tears.
I'm sorry, that was a work of art. All right, my number 6 is.
Ooh.
Have you ever wanted to like?
Yes, I have. Just yes,
yeah.
I would love to eat a sandwich, but you don't have any bread, like a bread roll, and you're thinking
I have it from all the time.
And you're thinking, why have a bread roll? When you can have the bread on your hands, and
bread
I mean,
hands?
I am introducing to you the bread gloves.
How do you eat that without eating? Your hand.
Oh,
two opposing things. Wow.
Don't think too far into it, okay? Bread gloves. They're gloves made out of bread, and you put you wear them like gloves as you eat your sandwich.
I would like to try this out, but how do you not eat your hand while doing that? Because like attached to your hand, the bread, right?
You just gotta be careful.
But I don't
Are they like
really
boxing
do that.
Gloves that you just kind of like slip it on?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're like individual fingers.
Oh,
or maybe they're.
Ew! You're like putting them on and your mom comes in. She's like, honey, what are you wearing? And Fred comes.
It's part of my new school uniform.
What school would that be? Tell me the name. Tell me.
Sundeli.
Bread gloves are an important part of our culture, mother.
It's like, I'm going to the new Angie's Subs, and this is what I'm required to wear for work.
And they come in a variety of flavors, too.
They produce like, bread.
Do they have a garlic bread flavor?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. They just have like different kinds of bread.
Do they have moldy bread flavor?
Ew.
I don't know their full selection of bread gloves. You're going to have to do a little research there.
Should I do? I'll research it right now. Okay. Like, do you actually
do that on your own time?
Do it on your own time. yeah, it's quite the invention. And
all right.
Yeah.
Well, my number six. So my number six is. Have you ever been in the park in Florida where it's hot and said, you know, my face is really cold right now, even though it's like 95 degrees out. So
that's a condition.
Are you sure that you're okay?
Have you ever done that and said, I wish a microwave was on my face?
You turn around, there's just an outlet on the tree.
A microwave on your face when it's 95 degrees out?
Oh, yes.
Well, introducing Hot Lips.
Hot Lips? Wow. Sold.
You good?
She's not okay.
No. Okay. Well, this product, attack, protect, product, yeah. Okay, this product is big, bulky, and will make everyone run away from you. You will be looking like the Cyclops from Star Trek. Oh. That's a thing. I don't watch Star Trek.
I'm thinking X-Men.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of X-Men too, yeah.
Okay, but so this basically is like, have you ever seen like a toaster oven? So no. Take the inside of your, no, just say your toaster then. Toaster oven's like more abstract.
No,
so
you can, like, see I was joking.
Okay. Well, so take like the side of a toaster and put it next to your face. And like imagine a giant box around that and like a strap to your face.
Oh, so like it doesn't go on your head like a box. It's attached to your face. Like
it's
a mask.
Like, it's like in front of your eyes.
You can't see.
No.
Wow.
It's like covers your entire face.
That's incredible.
So, you guys know like what face shields look like, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like 3-5 inches wide.
Wow. And, you know, on those hot summer days, whenever your face just randomly you're just gets like, cold.
I need a hotter face right now.
Oh, my God. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear my scratch? I hope not.
Yes, Melania.
Shook the mic, my bad.
Okay.
You're good.
You're number five, Riley.
When did you turn French?
I just sound more like a vampire.
I've always been this way.
Okay, so not French.
Is that like part of like a dramatic soap opera? Like, you have to leave you.
I have to leave you.
But
Sonia.
Why?
I must leave you, no. Melania.
No, stay away.
It's like, good. Oh, man. Anyway, my number five.
Number five.
You know, there's times I'm gonna bring it back to the park here. You're walking in the park, you know, and
you see
you need a nap really badly.
Ooh,
and
that happens.
You want a pillow, but it covers your entire head.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh my
Introducing
God.
The ostrich pillow.
It's I'll let you explain it, but I know exactly what this is. It's amazing.
It's like it goes over your entire head. And there's, like, some holes in it for some weird reason, so that way you can hear.
It's breathing. So you can, like, stick your hands in. And
yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for airflow.
No, well, you don't need to breathe.
Okay.
No, people these days don't need oxygen. They just need to, like,
the
so you can put your
pillow.
You can put your hands into it, so that way, like, you can just, like, fix your hair.
If I may describe this for you. So for the people at home who have no clue what we're talking about, imagine a pillow wrapped around your head, and There is a hole in front of your mouth, a hole on the side of your head where your ears may be, if you have ears. I hope you do. But
okay.
There's two holes on the side, and I believe that's all the holes there is in that pillow.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the two on the side. One on each ear, and then one at like the front of your face.
Yeah, the one on the
front. But it covers your eyes. There's just like your nose and your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a guessing game.
Name that person.
You got to research it, because it is, everyone at home, you got to see it. It is truly a sight to behold.
800.
I want to see this on public. Wesley, can you buy it? I want to see you.
It's like $200.
It's worth it, Wesley.
I'll fund it. Don't worry. I don't have that money.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah.
It'll probably knock out my ponytail though, so I can't do that.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Wesley's actually bald under
his ponytail. How did you know?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Secret identity.
Incredibles.
Not sponsored.
Hashtag
not sponsored.
All right. Do you want to tell us your number five?
That was your number five, so it's my turn for my number five?
Yes.
You good?
I don't think
she's having a moment. She's having a moment.
She's going through so many emotions, like you can't even describe it with words.
The five stages of grief.
We're like the five stages of like hyperventilating.
Losing it.
You good?
Like, oh my god.
You sound like a cat. Like, I was like a hairball.
Have you ever had a mustache before?
No.
I can't say that I have, but
have you ever had a mustache before and you've been drinking milk or a beverage that you like? Because you're drinking it.
It's
and
the sweet
you're like,
one.
Oh, gosh darned. I got this beverage in my mustache again. Oh,
man. You know, I just hate whenever that happens.
The mustache shield. This goes over your drink. It's a little metal, like, mustache-shaped thing.
Is it like a bib?
It's like a bib that goes on your, like, the top of your drink for your mustache.
Wait, I'm imagining it as like it surrounds your mouth,
no,
and so, it only leaves your lips.
That would be that you can invent that one day, but like
no.
Okay. So imagine you have your glass, right?
Okay.
There's this little metal thing that's shaped like a mustache that you put over top of your glass,
uh-huh.
And when you drink the glass, when you pick it up, it goes over your mustache.
I
so
get
you
it.
Anything in your mustache?
That is brilliant.
Yes. Or you can just shave it. That works.
But the style,
You can't with the magnificent mustachio.
You gotta get like that handlebar mustache going on so you can twist the ends.
Oh my god, yes!
Yeah. Like
every
ace
detective, Evel.
Evel.
Evel. Melania, show us your French accent.
No, I'm good. I'm alright. Thank you.
Oh man.
Oh.
All right.
Your desk is rumbling.
Earthquake. Okay. You're number four, Riley.
My number four. Oh, man. Okay. For everyone who is into reading.
I'm out.
Including me.
No, I don't like reading.
No, but y'all. This is even for the non-readers, because it is truly a book.
I'm out.
No, you are in. You are in.
Unless it's
okay.
Cliff Notes, I'm
I
out.
Present to you. Crafting with Cat Hair. It's a book by Kauri Tsutaya. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. So, what it is it's a book and it teaches you how to, whenever you groom your cat, how to take the hair and like turn it into yarn.
I'm imagining like a cat coughing up like a furball. And
ew!
I think it means like the hair that you groom from it, but sure, that works too.
I'm uncomfortable.
It teaches you in there as well.
It teaches you how to like clean it and then turn it into yarn, and then you can make
a life lesson.
So like on the front.
Have you read this book before?
No, but I saw it on Amazon a while ago, and on the front of the cover, it's legit one of the crafts that you can make, and it's a finger puppet.
Oh,
that's awesome!
Cat made
that's
kind of
sick. Not gonna lie.
What? It's so gross.
You know those books, like, where they have, like, the little finger puppets?
Yes, it's like
imagine
that. Except it's made out of your cat's hair.
That part makes me uncomfortable, but the rest is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not. Oh man, yeah. That's one of the main things. It's a book that everyone wants to read.
How many buyers were there?
Actually, a lot. I think just from like people.
927.3 exactly.
0.3.
Half a person. Not even half.
Not even half of a person.
They bought like 0.3% of the book, so yeah.
I see.
It's like half a page.
Yeah.
If that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. How many pages does it take to have a book like that? Is it like a pamphlet, or is it like
at least five?
Is it like I'm pretty sure or something?
It was like probably like 20 pages, if I had to guess.
20.
Can I use that for
as a lifelong lesson to teach you how to make
analysis?
I'm gonna write my thesis is like
the importance of cat hair in society.
The importance of cat grooming and recycling,
and turning them into finger puppets of mini versions of your cat.
That's the only use it has.
And then the best part is in the reviews, people actually send pictures of the finger puppets that they make.
Wow! You looked at the reviews. Were you curious? You were, weren't you?
She was like, I gotta research this.
I just can't believe that people actually bought it, but
I would buy it.
I mean, it'd make an amazing like white elephant gift.
I would buy the audiobook. I would buy the audio. I would read.
No, you'd be the voice of the audiobook on Audible.
And you take the cat fur. Does they fur? No, you groom. Sorry, I don't know how to read. Sorry, guys.
Crafting with cat hair, read by Wesley.
Chapter one.
Oh,
grooming.
Grooming.
My favorite. I love grooming my cat animal. I don't know. She's doing it again.
Yep, there we go again.
Nurse.
Medic.
Medic.
All right. My number four. So for my number four, I have, it's a gift. It's a you can give this to anybody that you like or don't like, or you just have no meaning for them in your life. This is the gift of nothing. It is plastic that has an extraordinary nothing in it.
Wait, so is it like a container? Is it like a bag?
No, it's literally, so imagine like you're getting toothbrushes at the store. Now take that plastic container, take the toothbrushes out, and just nothing.
That's it?
Yeah, it's just nothing.
So
in
it's trash.
That's great. No, it's nothing, this Melania.
This is what the Visco girl should be after right here. The gift of nothing. It's nothing but plastic.
It is on site. They don't like plastic.
No, well, you see, that's how you save the turtles, is you use the plastic
to them.
I just want to let everybody know real quick, the number of sales on this item was 27.5 million?
Really? That is a lot of people buying nothing.
That's impressive. No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were being serious. I'm like, whoa, okay.
You let me down.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Riley, it has come down to your number three.
My number three
is
Melania's like terrified.
I'm shaking in my boots right now.
Okay, have you ever wanted a cat that's
I don't
not
like cats.
Exactly. Okay, well, this is the best part.
Okay, no, I like animals, just to clarify. I love animals, but like I'm a dog person.
Oh, okay. You
I love
like
cats
both.
Too,
they're
but
two
I like dogs.
But they're two different. Dogs and cats, I love both. Anyway, this dogs is perfect for you because it's also not a cat. It is the not a cat cat. So
okay.
Insert bruh.
Basically, it's a cat, but it's not a cat. It kind of has like that cat. It kind of looks like whenever a cat is sleeping in a corner, except that there's no face. It's just it's like a stuffed animal.
It's a being.
So it's just a giant stuffed animal in your corner staring at you while you sleep.
No, it can't stare because it has no eyes.
Security camera?
It's a lump. That's it.
Yeah, it's just.
What's its use?
It has there. One ear. But like I think
is that the one microphone it has?
It has one. It doesn't have two ears. It only has one ear, which is just a bonus ear because it's not a cat. So why would it have two? You know, so there's one ear, and it has like a weird looking tail thing, and there's no face. And whenever you click the ear, whenever you click the ear, it makes a sound, and I can play it for you guys.
Oh, I thought you said this was a cat. A cat.
It's not a cat.
But it's a cat. It's not a cat. So exactly. It's like, is it like a Two-Face type deal, or
I don't know, man. I'm just reporting what I found.
Does this actually like exist?
Yes, you can order it online. I'm not joking. Do you want to listen to the sound effect?
Have you ever wanted a cat that's not really a cat?
It's literally
go to Amazon.com right now and you can order your cat that's not a cat. It comes with one ear, and if you're lucky, maybe a bonus ear.
Wow. No, the one ear is a bonus ear. Because
it has one eye.
You're lucky enough to get one ear.
Be grateful for your one ear. Anyway, whenever you press this ear, it makes a sound, which I'm going to play now. Oh.
Nice.
That was beautiful.
No, I forgot to unmute it. Okay,
enjoy that sound. Wow.
Oh my God. What is that?
I want it. I want it even more.
So beautiful.
Okay. Could you imagine waking up and your little brother's standing in the corner of your room and you look up and you see him and you go, no, don't do it. And then he presses the ear
This happens.
Wesley, is this a personal experience you had? I want it now.
I know. It's beautiful. Only $20.
Wouldn't that be an awesome ringtone? That's
a deal. That is a deal.
Yeah, because imagine confusing everyone with it.
Scaring Riley. People sounds better.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having that as you set your ringtone to wake up and hearing that as like your the alarm? It's
meow. Do it.
I would. No, it's like, I would
meow.
My impression.
Meow.
I would run a lap every morning if that was my ringtone.
That's how you start the day off, right? Okay. Would you like to tell us your number three?
Okay. So my list had to change a little bit. So my number three is not as amazing as I would like it to be. But for my number three, I have Lil Nitro.
What?
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Lil Nitro. This product is sold on fat19.com. And it is a tiny gummy worm. If I can talk today, this product is a tiny gummy bear that. Would you like to take over, Melania?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a tiny gummy bear that basically tastes like the sun. It is like
it
it's so
like
spicy.
And what does that taste
it's
like?
Spicy.
Okay,
it's spicy. I do not do well with spicy stuff. Like,
okay, but
like if there's a flake of like pepper in my food, I'd be like.
So you're not okay with spicy foods, but you're okay with sour candy.
Oh, sour candy all day.
Oh, that's so weird. Anyway, my Not a Cat Cat was also on Fat 19.
Oh my God.
And I think the ostrich pillow was too. I got
ostrich
a lot from
pillows
that.
Everywhere. I've seen that like 25 different places.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Amazon. That's good. Fat 19. Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
On Cool Not Cool.
We're going to bottle flip with the ostrich pillow.
Oh my God.
On our heads.
Melania,
I'm intrigued. I kind of want to try it now.
Oh no,
because I'm all right with spice, but the sun.
Like, how spicy are we talking here?
We're talking like
a saltine.
How much? How many? What's the measure? Is it Scoville for the heat units?
There's heat units.
Yeah,
I don't
like the Scoville heat units.
I've never measured. I didn't know there was a proper measuring scale for spicy food.
Hold on, I'm looking up the Scoville heat units in it.
Okay.
If you guys will just make conversation.
Stall. Anyways.
Stalling. Yeah. Man.
I didn't know
these next two on my list are pretty awesome.
I'm terrified. After your number three, I don't know what to say.
Not a cat cat.
I kind of want it now. Someone's at the door.
This little gummy bear has 9 million Scoville units.
So will you die?
What's like the regular with like regular hot sauce like that you get? I don't know.
So
like, how about like salsa? Like how many does
that
have?
A normal
salsa is
Scoville.
Not spicy. What are you talking about?
I know it's not spicy, but compared to this, how spicy is it?
So a normal heat unit would be like mild would be like 100 to 2,500. And for the little nitro, we're talking 9 million.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So when I say the sun, I mean the sun.
You mean it.
Like, I'm not just talking to talk here. Like,
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Never gonna try it. I have no desire to try it.
How do you take 9 million heat unit and put it in a tiny gummy bear?
Well, Grandma Gertrude figured it out.
The power.
Grandma Gertrude.
Yeah, she's probably the one that created it.
The creator of whatever it is. I don't remember the name.
I don't know why, but Minecraft just came to mind.
That's a good thought.
I know, right? Yeah,
it's always a good
day. Could you imagine just being in class and the first thought when you get in there says, Minecraft. Oh, let's do it. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Except that you can't because you're in class. And then what do you do?
Idle dice.
No!
Cool math games. Hashtag not sponsored.
How does idle dice have anything to do with Minecraft?
Yes.
Because I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Anyways, before this goes too far, so, what's your number two?
Thank you, Melania.
Melania's here to keep us on track.
Oh, my number two? Okay. Do you like being in a sauna?
The sauna?
Oh my god!
Yeah. Do you like being
in a sauna? No, you did not do this as your number two.
But you don't want to be, you're too lazy to go into a full sauna.
I know what you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about.
So you just want to wear pants.
No. Someone's at the door, by the way.
I am introducing sauna pants, okay?
I want them sold.
They're not even sauna pants. They're just sauna shorts.
No, but if you say pants, then people think that they're getting more.
False advertisement. Yeah,
they're sweat shorts.
Yeah, except they legit heat up.
That's painful.
Going to your workout and saying, hey guys, do you like my new sweat shorts?
Ew. So uncomfortable.
Don't you have to plug them in though?
You have to plug it in?
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure that
do
you
know.
Can
you imagine running around?
You have to like drag around the cord.
Giant extension cord.
Like, you're on the treadmill?
Oh my god.
No, you gotta be outside.
Okay, like outside running laps.
On the track.
Yeah.
You gotta have like the cord. 3-mile-long extension cord to run around in your sweat shorts.
Sweat shorts.
We've completely changed the name.
They're a lovely shade of orange, too.
Oh, they're like a bright
neon orange.
A lovely shade.
If you look up sauna pants, you will find these, like, short, bright orange sauna pants.
I've seen it before.
It's like, yeah, it is so random. Anyway, your number two.
Number two.
Okay.
Have you ever been on the internet?
No.
No, never in my life.
And searching for tiny hands that you hold.
Introducing
the tiny hands for those tiny hands. They're little finger tiny hands that go on the tiny hands.
Like children's hands? I'm thinking of smaller hands for small children.
I don't understand.
That's what I'm thinking. So everyone's heard of the tiny hands that you can hold in your hand, and it's like a little hand. So imagine that with like little hands on each of those fingers.
So it's like
it's hands
little section. Hands, but instead of fingers, it's just more hands.
Yes. So instead of having like
one
hand on one hand, you'd have like your tiny hand on top of one.
You'd have six hands
and then on, that
on
tiny
top
hand,
of your hand.
You'd have like 10. Wow.
That'd be 7 hands in total per arm.
Per arm.
Quick maths here.
No. That's all I have to say.
Depending on how many arms you have. Okay.
Yeah. Be inclusive.
Yes.
For all our folks with more than 2 arms.
Yes, we do not mean to offense you. We are just talking.
Well, about what about hands? People who have yeah. three arms?
What about people who have one arm?
Yeah. What about people who have no arms?
Well, then you gotta use the product on your feet.
No. Then.
Ew! I don't like that.
Then they have to, like, hold the tiny hand somehow, and then they have to put the little tiny hands on top of those tiny hands.
What?
Okay. So, just to clarify. Sure. My number two is not the tiny hand. It's the tiny hands that go on top of the tiny hands.
Okay.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow, that is mind-blowing right there.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay. Dramatic pause.
Oh, no.
It's your number it's one. Riley's number one.
Okay. I've noticed that a lot of these products relate to cats.
I'm waiting for your number one to be related to British.
British.
Well, British.
I guess this could work with dogs too, but it's mainly designed for cats. Have you ever wanted to groom your cat? But have you wanted to groom your cat like cats groom other cats? Like whenever they lick each other's.
What human thought of this?
I am introducing to you licky brush.
Ew.
Can't you just throw them in a pool?
That's a bad idea.
You gotta groom them so that way, like, their fur doesn't get all matted. Just,
yeah,
you know?
Throw them in the pool.
So what it is,
get
is...
my hairbrush.
No.
I'm sure that they love you, Wesley. I'm sure that they love you for doing that.
Akita is coming after you. They're on their way.
I taught my dog how to swim. She loves the pool. She's a boxer. Little hand thing. Doggy paddle. I also taught her how to jump over my arm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And how to retrieve lemons.
Lemons?
Only lemons. Why?
Like, not oranges, not apples, just lemons.
Oh, just lemons.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So, describing the licky brush a little bit more. Basically, you bite down on it with your teeth. And it
Why?
Looks like...
Why would you do that? Why not just hold
looks
it
like
in
a
your
tongue.
Hand?
No, it's like plastic, and you bite it in your teeth, and it looks like a tongue, but it has little bristles on it.
Just...
It's like a giant toothbrush, but slightly different. And
yeah, but it looks like a tongue with bristles on it, and then you just like...
That's nasty.
You just pretend to lick your cat with it and it brushes
Didn't
their
they
fur.
Think of like a handheld device for this?
Yeah, that's like, so much more like
AKA
no.
AKA you got a comb, like
well,
a comb
no,
with like more
that's what
like
everyone
a brush.
Has. That's what everyone has for their cats. But you see
you
this
wanna,
right
you
here.
You want to be different.
We got to bring it back to their origins.
Oh my gosh.
Their origins.
Their origins.
Guys, I have a scenario.
Oh no.
One day you're outside at the park with your cat. At the dog park with your cat.
That's awkward.
And
I just realized what you said.
And you whoop out your licky brush. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. And then you just in the middle of the park, you start licking your dog with a giant tongue.
I would never go outside ever again if I saw that.
But you're not really licking them. It's just the brush that you're biting down in your mouth that's making you look like you're
grooming
them.
Okay, imagine someone seeing that from a distance. Just look over and see someone licking their cat.
Traumatic. I think it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing to witness that.
Imagine going to the therapist. I saw a person licking
You have to explain it to them.
It was terrifying.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah, that was my
the big finale, Wesley.
Oh yes.
Oh man.
My number one is called Mini Kickers.
What?
Mini Kickers. So, for this amazing product, this item is crunchy, flavorful, and irresistible. The only downside is they're shaped like bugs. And taste like them because they are them. They are bugs.
Wow. Oh no.
So this amazing product.
Oh, she stood up.
She's standing up now. She's getting into it.
This amazing product comes in a variety of different bugs. You can get crickets, cockroaches, flies,
Houseflies.
I want the cockroach. Beetles.
No. And they come in like, you know, this little, what am I doing? Yes. They come in like this little, you know, those M&M jars, like with the mini M&Ms.
No.
Ew.
So you just like, what is it? Dump them all in your mouth?
Never say that sentence ever again.
Could you imagine just like taking this little bottle of bugs and
downing it like M&Ms?
No.
Another situation where you need therapy, you know, afterward.
I'm out.
Nope.
I saw somebody down bugs in the park today.
After they groom their cat with their licky brush.
Yeah. Oh, they also have ants.
No.
Oh.
Skinny ants.
Are they like slight? Are they like the actual like small ants?
No, they're like just dead ants in a jar.
Ew. Oh. So like, do they have okay. any? Do they have any? Because like, I know at the zoo they sell them. And
they aren't like freeze dried.
What zoo do you go to?
I went to the zoo yesterday and got some bugs to eat. Well, for okay, lunch.
I haven't been there in a very long time, so I don't know if they still sell them. But
I hope not. Genuinely,
yeah. Like, who would buy that? But anyway, they would be either like salt and vinegar flavored, or they'd be covered in chocolate.
No, these are just straight up bugs.
No,
ants.
Nothing you can even collect on them
from like the outside.
You they
from your yard.
They just like, that sounds like a safety hazard. They just like take their hand and like just grab them and put them in a jar.
Wow.
And then they pass away during shipping and then you eat them.
Okay.
That is,
I hope whoever thought of that goes to prison. I hope they're in prison.
Honestly, I want to try that.
No.
Okay, what if I were to come into lunch and just bring in a whole bunch of different bugs to eat?
I'd run. I'd run. I would run away from you.
I would 100% do that.
Yeah.
Sounds okay, amazing. Have fun eating ants and cockroaches.
Hey, it's
and
protein.
Ew. Protein. Ew. Don't you just drink your protein shakes?
No. Just I eat straight up bugs. It's protein. A little extra. Protein. I can imagine like a Grandma bodybuilder Gertrude. Walking into the room with like their jar of bugs.
Don't say that. I'm oh, got it right now.
Gotta eat my crickets and ants.
Protein. Gotta get them gains.
That's nasty.
That's what Grandma Gertrude makes you do. She's like, wow. Who needs this protein shake? Just eat some ants.
Yeah. All right. Well, Melania, since you are a special guest star, how did you like being the star of this podcast?
Traumatic, but also very interesting. I enjoyed it.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Yes. It was awesome to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'd love to come along again.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyways.
We'll have to change the name. R-N-W-N-M.
Just put M at the very bottom and at like 12
size
font.
Size 2 font.
Yes. Can we make it instead of R-N-W? It can just be R-M-W. Oh. Big brain.
I'll write it with a Sharpie. I'll just write it with a Sharpie.
I did the Thanos snap.
Gone.
It's gonna be sad.
If you flip the W, it's an M.
M&Ms.
I'm gonna go.
M&M. All right. Well, R and W signing out.
I've been R.
I've been W.
Bye, y'all.